Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Little CD Dan bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with one of the forces of the marketplace, folks, Ellen Rohr, ellenrohr.com, R-O-H-R. Go to that website. You will get smarter when you do, and you'll thank me later. Don't forget her books, Where Did the Money Go? That's it. You got to have that one, folks, on your desk. Mine's dog-eared, and book. It's, I got stuff sticking out of it, and red marks and yellow marks. Bare Bones Biz Plan, that's another one. The Weekend Biz Plan, how about that? That's all right there at ellenrohr.com. Ellen, thanks again for being here. So
always fun. Always fun.
And folks, do not unbuckle. So, all right, Ellen. I see this happening all the time over the years. I've seen this. And I might have even been guilty of it once or twice myself. And that is confusing a benevolent holiday gesture with a year-end bonus situation. And making it to the point where your employees think that it's their divine right to receive these things. What do you think?
Well, that's, I think that the holiday bonus becomes a gut-wrenching moment for most business owners. They have a good year. They decide to do something nice. They give everybody, say, $500. And next year is not so good. Mm-hmm. But if you did it last year, your team members are going to be spending it already by this time of the year. Just saying.
Yeah.
Just saying. So
yeah.
I thought this would be a good time to talk about it. We talked about, you know, in the last segment, a good game is give them a reason. That's your why.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why did this company exist? Show them the rules. That's the manuals. Give them some rights. Let them free and leave them free and clear to make some decisions. But then there should be some rewards. And the rewards, best rewards, are productivity based. In other words, that you go above and beyond what's good enough, that we know what's good enough to keep your job, to have that truck, to do whatever it is that you're supposed to do. There should be a good enough factor. A lot of bosses never get there. It's never good enough for you. But what is good enough? How much is good enough for sales? What is good enough for productivity? And if they hit that, God bless them. If they go beyond that, then could they make a little bit more? That makes sense, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay, so what I would encourage you to do, and you cannot do this in a haphazard or surprise way because your team will mess their pants, okay? You can't change the way you pay people in a casual or sudden way. It's got to be thoughtful, but you could start right now to say, hey, whatever we did last year for the holiday bonus, I'm just telling you, you might as well do it this year. Just do it, because otherwise they're not going to be happy. And they may not say thank you, and that's outside your hula hoop, but just do that and let it go.
Well, one of the things that I do, when if I ever did anything like that, whenever I've done like a bonus other than a turkey and a small token or something,
yeah.
When I do that, I say, okay, we had a good year. You're getting a little bit of a benefit from all that in this, but this is a one-off. I hope you enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Don't expect it next year. It might happen. It might not happen.
That's a good idea.
And if that makes me a Scrooge,
if
that makes me a Scrooge, so be it. But let me tell you something. There's one other thing I want to point out. Here's something that I do, and I recommend it to other people, and I do it not only inside my company. I do it to the charities that I work with. I don't just get a warm, fuzzy feeling at the holidays. My people, if I want to do something for my I do stuff for them all year long.
Mm-hmm.
I give them stuff all year long. You know what I mean? It's not. I don't
yep.
wait till Christmas to give them tickets to something or whatever. I do it all year long. So frankly, the holidays is kind of a ho hum, and I feel the same way about charities.
Mm-hmm.
So children are going to need food in July, not just at Christmas, not just on Thanksgiving Day. You know what I mean? They need a turkey in March.
We're on the same page with this. I call it the dessert and the main course when it comes to rewarding your team members. You can do the occasional dessert, and you do want to keep track of this so that it's not unfair. Mm-hmm. If you're going to give tickets, you spread the tickets around, that it's documented, that people know, and that they're small things. I love, like, a turkey for your holiday bonuses. Start with something really small, or a $50 gift card for everybody, just because. Something minor. Yep. And a profit-sharing program, my recommendation is to start now for year-end 2018.
That's a good point.
Are we wrapping up?
Yes, quickly.
Have one more tip.
Very quickly.
You've got to make sure you're paying taxes properly on that, so
absolutely.
Do a little research on it. Okay,
yeah,
all right.
Hey, AlanRohr.com. Alan, good job today. Come back soon.
Love.
Thank you. Take care. Alan Rohr, ladies and gentlemen. She's not gone yet, folks. Don't unbuckle. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.